From Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq's Abadi is asked to form a government, and rights groups calls for investigations into Afghan civilian deaths by international forces. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. Iraqi President Fouad Masoum named veteran Shiite politician Haider Abadi to form a new government today after a lengthy tug-of-war with outgoing Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who refused to step aside. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
The nomination of Haider al-Abadi to form the new Iraqi government was a moment Iraqis had been anticipating for weeks. The presence of key Shiite leaders at the ceremony inside Baghdad's Green Zone indicated strong support from other Shiites.
43 من 53 هم مع هذا القرار. علماً
The refusal by part of Mr. Maliki's political coalition to accept the nomination, however, left political commentators guessing exactly what would happen in the hours to come. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Israel and the Palestinians have started talks in Cairo aimed at crafting a permanent truce to end fighting in Gaza. The latest three-day Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire held into Monday as Egypt mediated indirect talks between the warring sides after a month-long conflict that has left more than 2,000 people dead. As the negotiators met, Gaza shops and businesses reopened. Meanwhile, residents who had been staying in shelters returned to their homes. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says President Barack Obama has expressed support for a Ukrainian initiative to send an international humanitarian mission into the war-torn eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk. The Ukrainian president's website reported today that Mr. Poroshenko told Mr. Obama in a telephone call that the mission would be conducted under the aegis of the International Committee of the Red Cross with the participation of the European Union, Russia, Germany, and other partners. It said Mr. Obama confirmed the United States intended to take an active part. Nigeria's health ministry says it has confirmed a new case of Ebola in Lagos, while officials from the World Health Organization have met to discuss the ethics of using experimental drugs to tackle the epidemic. Officials in Nigeria say there are now 10 confirmed cases of the virus in Lagos, with two people having died. Nigeria, Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone have been scrambling to contain the disease, which has left more than 960 people dead. At a time in Afghanistan when the UN says the number of civilian deaths is increasing, international human rights monitor Amnesty International is calling on the United States and allied forces to do more to investigate civilian killings by their forces. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad about the Amnesty report.
In a new report released Monday, Amnesty International alleges the United States and allied forces have killed or injured thousands of Afghan civilians since the invasion in 2001 and left the victim families without justice. The London-based Defender of Human Rights says the report, titled Left in the Dark, primarily focuses on how the United States responded when civilian casualties were reported from airstrikes and night raids carried out by U.S. forces. Amnesty International says the U.S. military justice system almost always fails to hold its soldiers accountable for unlawful killings and other abuses. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Australia, where he will meet with U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel for talks with their Australian counterparts. Kerry, along with the Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, flew into Sydney today from an ASEAN meeting in Burma, also known as Myanmar. Kerry, Hagel, Bishop, along with the Australian Defense Minister David Johnston, will meet Tuesday for discussions on a wide range of issues, including trade, maritime security, and climate change. South Korea sent a message to the North proposing a high-level meeting to discuss mutual interest, including reunions of families separated by the Korean War. The message today suggested August 19th as a date for the talks at the Truce Village of Pomjuan. The most recent family reunions held in February were the first in more than 3 years. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.